Chapter 9. It was a brilliant plan. Elizabeth had to be persuaded, of course, since she worried about how Norma would do on her own in such a high-stakes fight. But between my assistant and me, we were finally able to convince her of just what a good plan it was. It made a lot of sense, actually. Since Incubus could absorb the powers of any other supers, Elizabeth wouldn't be much good against him in a fight. He would just use her own powers against her, just like I planned to do to Optimo. I wasn't a super, so I could stand a good chance against Incubus, but I would have wanted Elizabeth there with me as backup. But Norma was the perfect fucking choice. Sure, she was a superhero, but her power was to be average at everything she did, and I highly doubted that was a power that anybody else in the world wanted to absorb. That's why it was so brilliant. Incubus wouldn't be able to use Norma's powers against her, and I trusted that my mousy assistant would be able to use her average skills to eliminate this fucker and steal his DNA. Plus, this seemed like exactly the kind of opportunity that Norma needed to finally realize just how powerful she was. Once we had made Elizabeth feel a little better about the whole situation, Norma had taken off in my private jet for Russia at about the same time my girlfriend and I had changed into our supersuits again and headed downtown to the Warden's Corp headquarters. I drove one of my mid-sized luxury cars toward the skyscraper downtown, since that would blend in more than my minivan this time. It had been one thing to drive my soccer mom vehicle in the residential area where Roger Berry had lived, but a minivan parked in the ultra-upscale neighborhood near the Warden's Corp headquarters might draw more attention than I wanted it to. Instead, my sleek black sedan looked like just about every other car around the skyscraper, so when I parked right out in front, no one even looked twice in our direction. Of course, it was one thing to park the car, but now we had to actually get inside and not have anyone notice us. Eileen could cut the camera feed, but it was still early in the night, so there were too many people on the streets who might see the two of us walk right inside, and there was no real way to hide the fact that we were the evil genius and dynamo. Then again, my girlfriend was so fucking gorgeous that she could have worn a paper bag and still drawn the eye of every man and woman that she passed. And that was even more true in the supersuit that I had designed for her. It hugged her curves all the way down to where it cut off at her creamy white thighs, but her skin just peeked out between where her suit ended and her thigh-high boots began. It was just enough of a tease to drive a man crazy, and I had to force myself to stop thinking about all the different ways that I wanted to rip her clothes off right there in the back of my sedan. I did have people to murder, after all.
How do we get in?
Elizabeth asked as she turned her turquoise eyes toward me. I'm actually going to let you take the lead on this one. We're close to our showdown with Optimo, so I think it would be all right if you showed your face to the front desk here.
Really? But then how are you going to get inside?
Well, as soon as we see the Chambers brothers arrive, we'll let them go inside. Then, once they've gotten on the elevator, you go in and tell the front desk that you're here for a meeting with them while Eileen cuts the cameras. I'll sneak in while you're distracting the front desk, and then we'll meet back up on the floor of the board of directors.
But how are you going to get inside the building without anyone seeing you?
Eileen, I said with a smirk.
Well, if you're sure, I know you always know what you're doing, Miles.
I'll be right behind you. We only had to wait another minute or two before Walter and Alfred Chambers pulled up in their predictably boring black SUV. Their two personal bodyguards hopped out first, followed shortly by the two brothers, and then, as soon as they all hurried inside, the driver of the SUV rolled away to find somewhere to park. The moment that they disappeared onto the elevator in the lobby, I nodded at my girlfriend. "You're up." I waited until my gorgeous girlfriend climbed out of the car and started across the sidewalk before I contacted Eileen. "Loop the camera footage to keep Dynamo and me off of it," I told her through my earpiece. "And while you're at it, can you fuck with all the stoplights along this street? I want everybody to have a green light."
"I understand that you wish to create so many wrecks that they will distract anyone who might otherwise notice you,"
Eileen replied.
"I have access to the grid, so tell me when you're ready. The cameras are already off inside Warden's Corp."
"Nice work," I said, and then leaned over to watch Dynamo inside the main lobby. She had just started to talk to the person at the front desk, and she had positioned herself so they had to look away from the elevator. This was my chance to slip inside, so I opened my door and started around the front of my luxury car. "Now, Eileen, I said as soon as I reached the sidewalk. Only a few seconds passed before I heard the screech of tires and the crash of metal that immediately followed, and the sound was echoed all up and down the busy road, so everyone turned to watch the chaos. Nobody saw me slip through the front doors of the warden's corp, just like no one saw me step onto the elevator. So, in less than a minute, I was on my way up to see the two brothers who led the board of directors. As the elevator rose up one floor after another, I felt like a kid on Christmas morning about to open all my presents. Only instead of presents, I was about to kill two of the most important men in the country. And then I was going to take down their lead superhero, their company, and then their entire industry. Whew. It was going to be a good fucking night. As long as I didn't die somewhere along the way. When the elevator doors finally opened, I hid myself to one side so I could glance out and make sure that nobody was waiting for me just outside. The hallway in front of the elevators seemed empty, so I took a few steps forward before I saw the door to the stairwell silently start to push open. Elizabeth poked her head out a second later, and when she saw me, she just grinned.
I thought it would be faster than if I waited for the next elevator. I might not have super speed, but my muscles are strong.
Fuck yeah, they are. Now, let's go hunting. You know where their offices are, so you lead the way. After she gently shut the door behind her, Dynamo started down the hallway just in front of me. It was strange to be in the Warden's Corp headquarters at night, when most everyone else had gone home and everything was dark outside the windows. As we passed one portrait after another of different famous Warden superheroes, I rolled my eyes at how many of them just happened to be Optimo. There was a hell of a lot more Wardens than just Optimo, but everyone liked to kiss his ass so much that it seemed like every other picture or news clipping was of him. I guessed that the board of directors thought it was safer to stay on his good side. When we turned onto the next hallway, Elizabeth stopped me and pointed to the two doors at the end of the hall.
Those are their offices, but the boardroom is right around the next corner.
Well, let's try there first. We'll just go in quietly, in case they're actually in their offices. Elizabeth nodded and started forward again, while I activated my infrared vision. I couldn't see anything through the thickness of the walls, but I figured that it had been worth a shot. Instead, we were just going to have to do this old school. Well, as old school as it could be, with all my technology, anyway. When we rounded the next corner, we headed straight for the double doors of the boardroom. I tapped Elizabeth on the shoulder and pointed for her to go right, while I would go left as soon as we opened the doors. I held my palm blaster ready. My girlfriend tightened her right hand into a fist, and then we both carefully pushed open both doors together. Walter and Alfred Chambers sat on the far side of the room with a bunch of papers spread out on the table between them, while the two bodyguards stood directly behind them, like fucking Secret Service agents. Elizabeth didn't even bother to charge across the room toward them. Instead, she picked up the closest chair and just hurled it toward all four men with the full force of her super strength. At the same time, I deployed the thrusters in my boots to propel myself up and across the massive boardroom, while our four targets all looked up and scrambled to react. Both bodyguards pulled out their handguns, but the chair that Elizabeth threw smacked right into Alfred and his bodyguard before they could react. The second bodyguard aimed his gun up at me and started shooting, but the bullets just bounced off my supersuit as I released my thrusters and dropped back down to the floor, right in front of Walter and the second bodyguard.
Don't you know who we...
Walter began. I fired my palm blaster right in the center of his forehead before he could even finish his sentence. As he rocked back in his chair with a smoking hole in his head, his bodyguard stopped shooting at me, long enough to look down and stare at his dead boss. I turned my blaster on him next, just as Elizabeth bounded over the table and took on the other bodyguard. Before I could fire off another shot, the bodyguard in front of me rippled and then ripped his shirt off as his chest contorted into thick ropes of muscle that most definitely hadn't been there before. Of course, I would have been surprised if the bodyguards of the Chambers brothers hadn't possessed any superpowers, but personally, I might have chosen something a little more helpful than just super strength. Like maybe X-ray vision, so he could have seen us coming. I started to fire my blaster at him, but the big bodyguard swatted my arm out of the way, so the laser burned a hole in the wall behind him instead. I backed up a few steps and glanced over at Dynamo, but she had managed to throw her bodyguard across the table and now had her hands on either side of Alfred's skull. His neck gave one great big crack, and then it sagged to the side. As the other bodyguard shouted and then hurled himself back toward Dynamo, he ripped off his shirt and suddenly seemed to grow new ropey muscles in the exact same way that Walter's bodyguard had. And I realized that the two Chambers brothers had hired two brothers to be their bodyguards, too. You know you're supposed to fight us to prevent anything from happening to your bosses, right? It doesn't do much good to fight if they're already dead.
Fuck you, man!
The bodyguard in front of me said. And then he put his head down and charged me like a bull. While Elizabeth and the other bodyguards started to trade blows to see who could send the other one through the wall first, I deployed my thrusters again, flew up overhead, flipped over, and then landed right behind my opponent, just as he looked up and all around to figure out where I had gone. I gave a little whistle behind him, and the bodyguard instantly did a backflip to try to catch me in the face with a kick. It was an impressive move for someone as bulky as him, but when I backed up and he did the exact same thing again, it was a little less impressive, especially when I held up my forearm to block his second kick. The moment the pressure sensors in the forearm of my suit felt his leg kick against them, they activated and sliced right through his Achilles tendon at the back of his ankle. The big bodyguard yelped and plunged to the ground, but even as his ankle began to spill blood out across the boardroom carpet, he tried to punch me in the back of the knee so he could take me down with him. His movements were a little slower now that he had started to bleed all over the floor, but when he realized that he couldn't reach me, he just raised his gun again instead, and then aimed it straight at the back of my girlfriend's head. Before he could even get a shot off, I stomped my foot down on the asshole's face to force him to drop the gun, and then as soon as his gun fell to the floor, I activated the thrusters in my boot. A blast of white-hot fire blew right into his eye sockets before I lifted off the ground. But by the time I dropped back to the floor, the top half of his face looked like a melted candle. Still, I grabbed his gun and fired one bullet through his brain just to be safe. I turned toward Elizabeth to make sure that she was okay. And it was just in time to see her pick up the second big bodyguard and hurl him into the thick glass window. The glass fractured as the man slid down it, but it wasn't enough to actually break it. "Try the wall next time," I said as I strode over toward the table that stood between my girlfriend and me.
"Noted,"
Elizabeth growled, just as the big bodyguard barreled toward her again with both fists swinging. This time, the black-haired superheroine flipped backward over the table, landed on both feet, and then flung the table itself toward the oncoming bodyguard. It rattled him, but it wasn't enough to knock him over, so Elizabeth just hopped right back over the table and tackled him. I rushed forward to help her, so when she punched his chest, I followed it up with a punch to his kidney. Between her strength and my gauntlets that packed a hell of a lot more power than just a normal punch, the bodyguard started to rock back and forth like a punching bag, until finally Elizabeth grabbed him by the collar, picked him up, and then slung him toward the wall. When he collapsed against the floor, he didn't move. The fingers of his left hand twitched a little, so I just fired my palm blaster at his throat, and then a few seconds later, his hand finally stopped twitching.
"Holy shit! We did it!"
"Yeah, but all their gunshots were a little louder than I planned. Still, it got the job done."
"But we still need to grab the files."
"Yep," I said, and took a deep breath. "Eileen, I assume you still have eyes on the cameras in the building, even though you looped the feed?"
"Of course."
My robotic assistant purred into my ear.
"The people on the floor below you heard the shots, but no one is headed to you. I believe they have simply called the authorities."
"Let's hope that means the cops and not Optimo."
"Tell us when we need to get our asses out of here, Eileen. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I do still want us to grab as many files as we can. I want to know about Captain Youth, any major stockholders that we don't know about, and anything else we might need. We just have to make it fast."
"You should have a few minutes,"
Eileen replied.
"But I will monitor the situation and alert you when it changes."
"I'll grab all this shit,"
Elizabeth said as she started to scoop up all the papers from where they'd fallen in the fight.
"You start with the Chambers brothers' offices, and the CEO's office is right next to theirs."
"Meet you there," I said, and then I raced toward the door. I ran into the First Brother's office and sent a laser blast through the locked filing cabinet to force it open. A number of the files looked like they were just on the civilian employees of Warden's Corp, so I skimmed past those until I found a few of the superhero's records. In this day and age, paper records were actually the safest form of security, since most people kept everything digitally now, and all it took was a few strokes of the keyboard to hack into every single detail of someone's personal life. Or, in my case, all it took was a beautiful android that I had created myself to hack into their system once I was inside of it. Still, even though I was happy for Eileen to get as much information as possible from the online files, I had a feeling that most of what I wanted would be in paper form. So I grabbed as many of the paper files as I could. They definitely seemed incomplete, so when I couldn't find anything else useful, I hurried toward the next brother's office. Before I forced my way into the second office, I saw that the CEO's door was already open, so I knew that Elizabeth must already be inside. The second brother's office was a little more helpful than the first, since there were a fuck ton of files on investors, corporate sponsors, and principal stockholders. Still, when I heard Elizabeth give a shout from the next office, I grinned, grabbed the last few files that looked helpful, and dashed out into the hallway to go join her.
A number of police vehicles and the SWAT team are all on their way to you.
Eileen chimed.
There is no sign of Optimo yet, but it is unlikely that he will be far behind the police.
Got it, I said as I raced into the CEO's office. Elizabeth, what did you find?
I've got Captain Youth,
my superpowered girlfriend said as she looked up from a mess of scattered papers.
And?
I've got the stockholders, and that's just gonna have to be good enough. We've got to get the hell out of here.
Can I just make...
Nope!
Oh, shit, okay.
The black-haired superheroine said, and then grabbed as many files as she could carry.
Optimo?
Probably, I said as I led the way out of the CEO's office and down the hallway. I think we'll need to take the stairs.
I figured.
As soon as I pushed open the door into the stairwell, I let the door fall shut behind us and handed over all my files to my girlfriend. Then I pulled out my phone, flipped through the screens until I found the icon that I needed, and then put in our information.
Miles, can that wait?
I just ordered us a pumpkin, I said as I started down the stairs. What's the point of owning a self-driving armored car service if you never take advantage of it yourself?
Oh, that's perfect. That way it can meet us out back and we don't have to go back to the front of the building with all the cops, right?
Yep, that's the idea, I said with a smirk. Oh, and Eileen, once everybody runs inside and it looks clear enough, go ahead and drive the sedan out front back to the mansion. You should have remote access to it.
Of course, Creator.
Eileen replied.
I'll take care of it.
Even in the back stairwell, we could hear all the sirens as they approached the Warden's Corp headquarters, and I knew that Optimo had to be on his way, too. There wasn't really any way to know when Optimo was on his way, since that douchebag could fly faster than any of the city's cameras could detect him. But I hoped that he would go through the front of the building with all the cops, so we would have a clear escape route out back. If I was in Optimo's position, I would have headed to the back entrance, since the cops already had the front covered, but I didn't think Optimo would do that. After all, the smug superhero wouldn't miss a chance to flex for the cameras, and he sure as hell wouldn't want the police to get any credit if they happened to find the bad guys without him. When the cops had caught the bank robbers a few days ago, before Optimo even showed up, the spandexed asshole had barely been able to hide his anger from the news crews, so he wouldn't give the cops another opportunity to steal his glory. But that was good news for us anyway. When we reached the bottom of the back stairs, I checked my app and waited just a few seconds until the pumpkin-armored car rolled up behind the Warden's Corp building. Then, once Eileen informed me that the coast was clear, just not for long, Elizabeth and I pushed open the back door, raced into the self-driving armored car, and closed the doors, just as a blue flash ripped across the sky. The moment the ground shuddered beneath us, I knew that Optimo had landed out front. So, we needed to get the hell out of there before anybody had the brilliant idea to come around back. I gave the pumpkin car a voice command to start driving, and in just a few seconds, we had left all the sirens and flashing lights far behind us. Whew. I think that went pretty well, don't you? I smirked.
We just killed two of the most powerful men in the country. So yeah, I would say that it went pretty well.
Plus, look at all these files that we stole. There's sure to be something helpful in here. And if nothing else, you found some information on Captain Youth.
It should help Eileen track him down. Then we'll be able to go talk to him and see if he will give us a DNA sample.
Yep, I said, even though I didn't say that if Captain Youth didn't want to give us a sample of his anti-aging DNA, we might just have to take it from him anyway. But that could wait for another day.
How do you think Norma is doing?
Elizabeth asked as she scooted a little closer to me in the back seat.
Do you think she's made it to Siberia yet?
Not just yet, I said as I glanced at the clock. She should be there by about the time that the sun comes up here, so that'll probably be around the middle of the day in local time.
You know I worry about her. I know she's really powerful and definitely more powerful than she realizes, but I can't help but worry about how she's doing.
It's sweet that you worry. But Norma will be fine. I think Russia will actually be really good for her.
And you think... You really think that she'll be able to break into this high-security prison and get this incubus guy's DNA?
Oh, yeah. I'm not worried about her. I think it's exactly what she needs to finally figure out just how unstoppable her powers really are.
I trust you, Miles. After all, you always know what you're doing.
I do, I said with a smirk. And I'll know what we're doing even more once I have a chance to review some of these files. But for right now, I was just happy as fuck that we had now killed the three top men at Warden's Corp, and that meant the company was pretty much goddamn leaderless. Investors would lose confidence, stocks would tumble, and even the superheroes would start to panic. And that was all the groundwork that I needed to take on Optimo.